Chapter 5. The Flute and the Silver Bracelet. Saying goodbye to Eldar had brought Sarita to cheers. She longed for a fellow traveler to share her journey, but she had assured the woman she would keep watch for her daughter at their home. She yearned for sleep, but was fearful she might miss the cries of the child if perchance she passed by. When dawn finally arrived, Sarita unfolded the parchment, searching for comfort. She had it memorized, but holding it in her hands reminded her of Eternal One's presence and his invitation to come. "The Eternal One watches everything you do. He gives strength to those who follow his truth completely."
"I need strength," she said, facing the peak of Mount Amarant. "Have I not followed your truth completely?"
While she folded the parchment, a memory of her mother emerged. She was singing a lullaby as she held little Sarita, comforting her after a fall. A flute hung on a hook nearby, the very flute Sarita had packed for her journey. It was just what she needed. She played endless lullabies that brought hope and joy. Time passed without notice. At some point, Sarita became aware of a presence nearby. Glancing about, she discovered a small child, curled up behind her, sleeping peacefully. Little Thea had heard the soft notes from afar and followed them home. Thea and Sarita became fast friends. From what she could understand, Thea had ventured outside the cabin that morning. A few hazelnuts remained on the stump, and she began eating them. A chipmunk soon joined the feast, but according to Thea, "He didn't share. He eated them up, and then he runned way fast." She dramatized each bit of her story with such funny expressions. It was all Sarita could do to hold back her laughter and appear serious. The day passed quickly as they played and giggled their way through it. When night drew near, Thea brought Sarita her flute and gently placed it in her lap. Lullabies echoed out into the darkness long after Thea's eyes closed. A bright moon rose, but neither girl noticed. Curled up side by side, they were sound asleep. A team of mules woke the pair up. It was well after daybreak, though the skies were gray and heavy with moisture. Thea bolted from the cabin. Sarita hollered for her to wait, but by the time she untangled herself from the blankets, Thea was already on the cart of an old man.
"Mama!"
Thea threw her arms around her neck as her mother burst into tears. The boys joined in and they embraced for a long family hug. After everyone shared their stories, Barlow, the well-loved mountain peddler, handed out fresh apricots. As a seller of goods, he made monthly stops at every cabin on the mountain trails. Greta, Thea's mother, looked longingly over Barlow's merchandise, but she had nothing to trade in exchange for goods. Sarita grabbed her pack. Rummaging through it, she found what she wanted. "Here, Barlow, take this." Sarita opened her hand to reveal the silver bracelet. It was a family heirloom, passed from mother to daughter through generations, infused with motherly love. It could never be sold, as it was priceless. She placed it in Barlow's wrinkled hand. A dove cooed up ahead, urging Sarita onward.
"Take good care of them, Barlow."
With tears streaming down her face, she ran up the trail, trying to let go of what now lay behind and pressing forward toward a greater prize. 3 miserable days of rain passed. Sarita struggled to stay focused on the goal, life with the Eternal One forever. She desperately wanted a friend. She missed Avi terribly. She hadn't seen or heard from the dove since she left Greta's, and the love of her mother, which resided in that precious silver bracelet, was now gone. She cried out in despair, "Eternal One, where are you?"